Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
A drive to right field. Back and home run. Mauer's first of the year. Joe Mauer hits his first home run of the year to put the Twins up 4-3.
I would say that it's about time Joe Mauer laced one up and took one downtown bang. That dog will hunt, you know. I mean, it's about time. But he's been working out a little bit, too.
Has he?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't. If he'd been working out, you think he would have hit a home run sooner than last night, but it was a game-winning home run. It wasn't just a regular
sixth-inning
home run. I mean, that sealed the deal last night, though. Glenn Perkins came in for the save in the bottom of the 13th, and it got a little iffy. Allowed a hit, a walk. Did strike out somebody, and then did close his 15 save in 15 tries. But
I study batters and what they're doing at the plate. I can't remember exactly what I had on Mauer as of this morning because I've got dementia. But I think it's the leg kick.
I don't think he has a leg kick. He doesn't have a leg kick.
It's good to see him. Get in the big home run column. He's good for it. We know that from years ago.
As you could tell, Dick Bremmer from Fox Sports North was absolutely shocked. I think everybody was shocked. I mean, Joe Mauer, you're expecting a hit or something. Yeah. You know, please, dear God, we're paying you $23 million a year. Get on base. Yeah. But then he just rocked it over the fence.
Well, it was either that or hit into the shift, I suppose. I just like to say that.
Hit into the shift.
But, yeah, hit into the shift. But the Twins are... they're up and at it. But
Six games above 500.
Oh, I know. Well, we're rock and roll,
Bob said right now, if the season ended right now, the Twins would be in the playoffs, in the postseason.
If the playoffs began today.
Yeah.
But they don't.
No, God, no.
Yeah, well, they don't. I mean, there's just, roughly...
9 more months to go.
I'd say about 100 games still left to go. Yeah. Anyway.
130 games, maybe, even.
I think you're right. Yeah, we'll take it, though. We'll take it. No complaints. I don't know. Where were we at this time last year? I mean, I'm going to look that up. Right now.
We weren't 6 games above 500, but I believe we were near or around 500. Yeah. We ended the month of May last year around 500. And still, obviously.
So that's the barometer. I guess we're up against that.
1,300 games at the end of the season.
I like what we're doing then.
And are you outside? It's windy.
Yeah,
windy.
I was going to say, you sound like you're speaking in a wind tunnel of some sort. And. Quite frankly, we should probably inform all the listeners out there that we are in front of the brand new CHS St. Paul Saints home, the brand new stadium. They're opening the season today. We're in front of the stadium.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming for the St. Paul Saints, and we're proud of the partnership that we have with the team, airing all home games on Saturday nights on 105 The Ticket. I will be here with Sean Erickson, the voice of the St. Paul Saints, for a live pregame show from 5 till his pregame show starts at 6:45. We'll be down here every Saturday home game. It's a great place. I mean, right across the street from the St. Paul Farmers Market, just down the road. I know you had lunch over here. What is this called? The Heartland?
The Heartland Restaurant and Wine Bar.
I was over looking for a wife at the Bulldog Lower Town.
Oh, did you find her?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I'm very picky.
Well, I mean, be selective. Very you want to be selective, yeah. Make sure you do that. It's a great place, though. I mean, we just talked to some of the people that are going to be joining us in a little while from CHS, the people that this very ballpark is named after.
Any idea who CHS is?
Of course, Centerville High School. I went to CHS.
Well, I typed in CHS to see if they had a Twitter account, and it came up Chaska High School and all these other, all these other high schools that start with a C. Yeah. It's funny because
it's amazing.
Adam
Holden,
who's a senior vice president, head of human resources, said that's the number one question we get. Who are you?
Yeah.
And them being named, the field being named CHS Field, a lot of people are like, what the heck does that even mean? They're the 62nd biggest company in the United States of America.
They're enormous. And, I mean, they're juggernauts. They're global. The gal was standing here, the young lady was standing here with your guy, the head honcho. And
my guy.
Your guy.
He's the head of human resources. Well, I don't want him to be my guy.
Well, he should be your guy. Be on his side, at least. But she said, we're global.
Yep.
And they originated back in the 1930s in this area right here where we find ourselves today.
4 blocks away from the new CHS Field.
And they said, you know what? These are our stomping grounds. If we're going to improve this part of the neighborhood, CHS wants to be part of it. And They know how to build one heck of a ballpark.
I can't wait, and I know that obviously CHS Field isn't as big as Target Field, but just the explosion that happened in the North Loop area and the Warehouse District and even on First Avenue and around Target Field with bars and restaurants. Yeah. I mean, that's already starting down here, but I can't wait till it really happens. I had to go a block away to get some food, but I mean, such a great place. Like I said, just right across the street from the farmer's market, there are going to be bars and restaurants all around this place because all summer long, this is the place to be. And it's Mike Vexetta, who we'll talk to here in just a little bit, the owner of the St. Paul Saints. Fun is good. I like fun a lot. And
fun
you can't have fun unless you're having a couple of beers.
You know what? You have to know how to have fun.
Yeah.
And we're doing that. We'll lead the way on that. We're in front of this ballpark. They're going to lead off with their home opener. And you know what? We're going to lead off and help people find their seats, get some beers. Some of the food that you tested a couple weeks ago, outstanding menu.
Oh, unbelievable.
So people are going to find out how to have fun. And if that weren't enough, the St. Paul Saints and the way they promote and some of the different things that they do inside this place for the promotional side of things, Mike Vec, one of the geniuses, and his father, he gets it naturally. His father was brilliant, and you never know what they've got planned inside the stadium for entertainment. It's way, way more than just a baseball game.
Any idea what the name of the new pig is? It's just a wee little baby.
I wanted to name it Red.
Red.
Commie.
Commie.
I wanted to call Red Commie Pig.
Why? Oh,
because that's. I think it's a great idea, don't you?
It's
a great idea.
If you're into the whole communism in World War II and all that stuff, I mean, the Cold War.
Which, I mean, I'm not. But I just thought it would be clever. And yours? What, Porky? Or?
No, mine, I wouldn't care about the name. I just put it on the old smoker that they have in the kitchen there. I mean, because when it comes to pigs, I like to eat them. But the name of the pig is Pablo Picasso.
Perfect. Who came up with that?
I don't know. I think there was like a naming contest. I've been in Pablo Picasso's pen.
What?
There's a picture, I believe it's on. I posted it on Facebook or whatever.
Because you're related.
Yeah.
That's probably why you're in there. You live in there as well. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that's home sweet home for you.
I'm part piggy.
And is there anything better than bacon or
like
pulled pork?
Nope.
I mean, you can only hope that the mascot turns into that before we leave today.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
It's fine.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
I think it's fine. I think everybody was thinking it. And that's why you have a radio show, because you say what people are thinking.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I hope so.
I do, too. This is a lot of fun, though. I mean, being out on the street, the Twin Cities in general, and you and I have talked about this over and over again. I mean, can you imagine sitting anywhere in any other city and being this relaxed, this easygoing, the clean environment? And now this of St. Paul will be rejuvenated because of this new ballpark. You know, they've got Excel. That brought everything to life in the downtown area of St. Paul. We've got the two stadiums over in Minneapolis. We're in pretty good shape. We are a cosmopolitan. The two cities are very cosmopolitan.
Baseball Digest did a story on CHS Field because it's basically the end of the Green Line. And the other end of the Green Line, Target Field.
Oh, that's right.
And they said that there is no better city that has dual ballparks as nice as Minneapolis-St. Paul does. And it's such a great compliment to Target Field on the other side of the Green Line in Minneapolis than CHS Field here.
Right.
And it is unbelievable. You haven't had a chance to go in there yet, have you?
I have not.
You've been barred.
I walked inside. Well, I mean, there's a problem trying to get inside if you're me.
Mm-hmm.
They just say no.
So recognizable.
I got credentials. Look,
that's
right here.
Not gonna get you in.
And they said, that's great. You can go outside and sit in front of the stadium with your credentials. We know who you are. Stay out of here. No, but the Green Line, doesn't the Green Line also pull up to TCF Bank Stadium as well?
Yeah.
I mean, because that's kind of the best way is to get on the train here in St. Paul if you want to get into a football game over there, mm-hmm. which we're going to have to do again this year with the Vikings and the Gophers.
Mm-hmm.
But the best way is that the Green Line from St. Paul is supposed to be the way to go to get into the CHS. Did I say that?
TCF, CHS, all
the same. It's all the same.
But yeah, no, seriously, if you want to find a place that you can park your car and you know it's going to be safe and it's not going to cost you any money, little to no mm-hmm. money at all. I mean, I paid $3 to park here. The meter shut off at 5 o'clock. And so you go down to Minneapolis, $3 would probably get you an hour. And
right.
And the meters go until 9, 10, 12 o'clock at night.
It's all about family.
It is. I mean,
and neighborhood in St. Paul.
I pull up into a $7 lot because I'm the superstar and I think I can afford it, which I can't. But I think
Is that why you borrowed $7 from me?
Yes.
What a jicky jack.
I pull up in there. I can't find a space, so I'm going to pull out of the parking lot and probably end up where you were at today, and that would have been fine. But the guy says, to give you a little idea of how hospitable, did I say that right?
Hospitable. Hospitable, yeah.
He was friendly, this guy. He says, here, take my receipt here for your window and put it on your dash.
That's St. Paul.
I'm good until 9:15 tonight. I'm leaving the space. He gave me a front row space. Probably 100 yards from
where me. Is it? Because I'm going to go key it, I think.
Don't leave my truck alone.
I see
just
it.
Just leave it alone.
I see where it is. When we take a break, I'm taking out my keys, and down she goes.
Down she goes. But this is a lot of fun. What else do we have to do on the show today? Oh, Mike Vec.
Ton of stuff today.
Talk about fun. Now, here's a guy who invented fun. Well, actually, his father did, and he inherited some of those traits from his father. And Mike Vec. He is the real deal.
Fun is good.
Oh, fun is good, as he says.
Yeah.
Wrote a book
entitled Fun is Good.
We saw his buddy and our good friend. From time to time, we get to talk with Bill Murray around here.
Yeah.
And he was on the Letterman show last night.
And the night
last two nights, yeah. And I watched the last two nights.
He's got to be here tonight, don't you think?
I would think so.
I mean, I would say the number one question I've had, people know that we're coming down here to CHS Field. Are you going to have to talk to Bill Murray? Are you going to talk to Bill Murray? And we've, you know, good friends with everybody inside here that work for the St. Paul Saints. And nobody's saying anything about Bill Murray coming. But, God, you would think he's part owner of the team.
I know it.
They're opening up a brand new stadium. He could have gotten on a plane this morning, flown from New York to here, or even last night.
No trouble.
He'll be here.
The red eye.
He'll be here. You know he will.
I mean, we didn't expect him to just jump on the phone. Mike Vec puts him on the phone with us, and we start talking with Bill Murray. We don't even have the slightest idea that we're going to, but, yeah.
I didn't believe him.
Bill Murray.
I didn't believe him. I thought it was some, because Mike Vec likes to screw with people. I thought it was Mike Vec screwing with us at some point. We'll also talk to St. Paul Mayor Chris Coleman. We're bringing in the hoity-toities today, my man.
We're bringing in the brass.
The hoity-toities.
It's the brass. It's what makes this fine city tick. So we're going to bring in Mayor Coleman. We got 4.5 questions, as always. We got Jim Rich, as always. I suppose if you want to find out a little bit about baseball, whether it's the Twins, I don't know if Mike Berardino knows an awful lot about the Saints, the St. Paul Saints, but we can sure ask him. We did invite him down here today. We did.
Why did we do that?
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
I think I slipped up.
Obviously. In fact, because he's like on the East Coast.
Well, he doesn't always go. He doesn't even always go to the home games when they're back.
I know.
When they're
he's a slacker.
He is.
The thing that I'm really most excited about today is coming up at 6:12. We'll talk to Brad Reuter from the Timberwolves. He's the vice president of communications. He was the guy that was inside the lottery room. Not the thing you saw on TV, the thing that was behind the scenes about an hour before the actual unveiling of who picked where for the NBA lottery earlier this week. He was in the room. He was the Timberwolves representative. He wrote a pretty cool story about it that they published in the Star Tribune. And so I want to get to nitty-gritty because oftentimes, and we talked about this a bunch, oftentimes I think the NBA lottery is rigged. After reading his story and talking to him a little bit, it's not rigged. I believe now that it's not rigged. And
he
was the only person from Minnesota inside that room, so we'll have exclusive information.
I can tell you right now what he's going to say. He's going to just say that everyone sort of agrees which team gets it next, even in the back room. They just say, let's just draw it this way, and we'll walk out there and tell everyone.
He couldn't tell anybody. They took his cell phone. He went into a room. They took his cell phone. They took everything he possibly could have to communicate.
I never thought it was rigged, but I just don't like the way they do it. I just don't like the luck factor. You shouldn't have to luck into, if you're a bad team, you should have the first crack at trying to make yourself a better team and making the league a better league, a more competitive league.
No, I completely agree. But he said they were locked in the room until after the show that they aired on SportsCenter, and so he knew. As he was watching Glenn Taylor waiting for a reaction, he knew what was going to happen. Nobody else knew. So it was such an interesting story. We'll talk to him coming up at 6:12. Otherwise, packed full of sports knowledge and fun and giddiness and hilarity and cheesy balls and whatever else the things are. I just want my picture across the street. That's all. This Market House building has pictures of, looks like old people across
very
the street.
Old.
But there are a couple of young people over there.
How
do you get your picture on the building? I want to be on the building.
I don't know. I think
that's not too much to ask.
I think at one time you had to have been Yeah, that's like Al Capone's gang right there.
Really?
I think every member of Al Capone's bunch is on that wall.
Oh.
So I don't know. But Capone used to hang out here in St. Paul. He had the caves here in St. Paul. He had safe exile here in St. Paul. As long as he didn't kill anyone, he got to hang out around here. That was the deal.
That's a heck of a deal.
I guess that's probably why
I get to stay. Yeah, well, me too. As long as we don't kill anybody, we're good to go.
We're good. And I don't intend on it. Not today, anyway.
I wouldn't put it past me.
Would you put it past Mike Vec?
Yeah.
He's safe.
Yeah,
he's safe.
I think so.
We're supposed to have Mike Vec coming up in here next. Let's hope we can corral him somewhere.
I don't see him.
But I'm telling you right now, that's what we've got here. And if we can't do that, then we'll figure something else out. And we'll just we'll blow some smoke for a while until we can get Mike Vec on.
We're hoping
it's a big day for him. It's a very, very busy day. And he's running all over this place trying to get this place open for the first time. But we'll figure it out. Come on back. It's Radioactive Sports.
The Saturday night.
Six and a half years we worked, you know, to get it. And then we met with Julie Snow, the architect, and AECOM. And all we said was we want the city of St. Paul, historic Lower Town District, to be the star. And this is what we ended up with.
And it didn't turn out too bad, Mike Vec, who stands with us right now, the man behind this big project, and it turned out A-okay. You must be absolutely thrilled with the way this ballpark came out.
I really am. I mean, you just look at this, and I think to myself, you know, they got it. They really got it right, as crazy as we are. You know, there's the farmer's market, and where does the farmer's market end and the ballpark begin? You can't tell. So we were integrated perfectly into this neighborhood, as the Saints should be, hat in hand, come say, we want to be good neighbors. The ballpark's porous. You can see cityscapes every direction you look. I just pinch myself and go, what is a roadhouse dog like me? doing in digs like this.
No kidding.
So true. Wow. I mean, coming from the old
ballpark. That hurt me, Ben, you say. No kidding.
But the thing is, Mike Vec, you own the team, and you have multiple press passes or whatever they are around your neck. Don't they know who you are by now, for Pete's sake?
My cousin Fred he's embarrassed to be related to me, and he was my first finance guy when I decided to come here, and he said, you'll never have tickets for me. And so when he shows up, I got him, baby. He's got the run of the whole ballpark.
The whole fistful. Got a deck that's just stacked. Anyway, this is a stacked deck. And then coming from the other places, the old digs, and that was nostalgic and everything else, and that was where this heritage has been created, starting with your father. And this place is going to take on a brand new image, but the same craziness, I'm guessing.
Yes, and I think the most important thing, Mike, about it is the Saints are playing 50 games here, a couple exhibition games. So there'll be 150 other events. Dr. John, 12 Hamlin games so far. 10 high schools have played here. So that, you know, senior baseball will be here. Any event that people think will draw people, this is where they should have it. We leave the gates open on non-game days so people can walk in.
You've got to be kidding me.
Take their lunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And walk around. People are riding their bikes, skateboarding through the ballpark. Because it's theirs.
Yeah, I love it.
They contributed half to it, so they get to use it half of the time.
That's
we use it a quarter, and that's the way a public-private entity should work.
I wish you owned all the teams.
I do, too.
To be honest.
I do, too.
We wouldn't have any problems.
That's how you roll right there. I mean, all the dogs walking past, the dog park, everything built right in. Just the other place, different scheme,
bathrooms,
but dialed in the same way.
Yeah, it's you have Minnesotans. I think we've talked about this, you know, on your show before. Minnesotans are really spoiled. They don't recognize the best building in the world to see a baseball game, Target Field.
Mm-hmm.
The best building to see a hockey game, the XL Center.
Correct.
Not because, I mean, 1 and 3 in every survey I've seen names those two buildings. So people, they love the Saints at Midway. But they didn't care for the service. They didn't want to use the portalettes anymore. They didn't want the fact that we had no wheelchair accessible seats. They didn't want point of purchase for food that kept them out for three innings. So we just do the same stupid stuff we've always done, add a little, upgrade in some areas, and now people can have fun.
Yeah, fun is good, as you always say.
It is good.
Mike Vec, owner of the St. Paul Saints, Baseball Digest, I believe. I was reading an article this morning, just raved about the amenities here, saying it's one of the most beautiful minor league ballparks in all of the country, and then comparing it, basically saying at one end of the green line, you have CHS Field, your home here with the St. Paul Saints, and on the other end, you have Target Field, like you said, the best combination of ballparks anywhere else in the country.
There's nothing like it, and 45 minutes on the green line, and the thing that people don't recognize yet, we consulted in Portland for the Beavers years ago, and when I first got there, they looked and they said, a guy from St. Paul, we're going to tell him a story. 46% of the people, Mike, who come to Beavers games come via their light rail. I said, right, we'll be doing our own research. 46%. So when people get trained to realize what can happen, 30 bus lines spill out here. I mean, and this is an urban ballpark. I was walking to work yesterday morning. Lenny Russo from Heartland tried to run me over, then invited me in for coffee, because Lenny's crazy.
I just met him.
Well, you know, yeah, Lenny's nuts.
He is.
He says to me, come on in for coffee, five-time James Beard finalist. But all the way in, you're seeing people that you're either buying stuff from or have come into the ballpark. That's the way a ballpark's supposed to be. It's supposed to have this urban feel to it. So I started in Comiskey. I feel like I'm back where I started.
And I think the best part, too, I was telling the superstar earlier, where you park, the meters shut down at 5 o'clock.
Yes.
I paid $3 to park. If I was going to a Twins game or something else, or Vikings or whatever, it's going to be 20, 30, sometimes more than that.
There's 3,000 spots within four blocks of this, and $8 if you want to tailgate. And people can tailgate. We got 500 spots on the east entrance, but there are 3,000 spots. And people, once they learn the traffic patterns, they'll be finding places to park that don't cost them anything. Or like you said, like the meters.
You people, you have done it right, Mike. I mean, you've done this thing right. Did all the homework, pulled all the things together. I walked over to the old place about a year ago, had some things to say to talk with you people over there at the office, and you were all picking out cabinet handles and doorknobs for the new stadium. They said, I have to have everything done, I have to have everything picked out myself. So they were picking every single thing out. When you build something like this, you're in charge of every single screw that goes into it.
Yeah, the thing was, when you had three architects, the Ryan companies were great, and obviously I can't say enough about Julie Snow and AECOM. They were the baseball architect, and Ryan companies were the building, so we had the benefit of these three companies and all their expertise, and then what we've learned over the years from running ball clubs around the country, so you know what you need. I mean, we built around the Pig, for example. We built around the cheap theatrics because those things we need room for. But then we added parking. I mean, we added picnic areas and some amenities that we just never thought would be the size they are, the capability they are. I mean, Bill got in about an hour ago and just walked around and said, I just can't believe this. And he was here when it was half built. But I mean, when you see this with the Western Cedar and the rolled steel, and
I was just going to ask you, the cedar is such a unique thing on a stadium, a new stadium. And I mean, the old rafter look, the way I used to play back in Cleveland with the old Brown Stadium, I mean, that's what it kind of reminds me of. And it's good to see that.
Watch this. This is going to like make you crazy. But you were just over, you had lunch over at Lenny's, right?
Yes.
The explanation for the rolled steel and the wood is you take a warehouse just like that, turn it inside out, and that's where this design came from.
Wow.
That's where the timbers came from. It was that literate. Isn't that something?
That's incredible.
Just the way Lenny's place looks inside, that's what Julie was trying to capture outside.
That's amazing.
Turn a building inside.
Ben and I walked around inside the Heartland here, and it's an amazing place.
It's a wonderful building.
Great place inside, and that's what's on the outside now of the new CHS St. Paul Saints home.
So you see this kind of blending of one, and look at the...
Not only are you on top of it, but the sight lines are so clean. So everything that we always wanted to have in a ballpark, they turned properly. There's enough room. The seats are comfortable. I mean, Midway was, while it was magical for all those years, there wasn't a single chair back.
It's incredible what they've done with this place. In most cases, they send me to the wrong side of the neighborhood to do stuff. This time, I got to go to the right side of the tracks, the side where they built the brand new, spanking brand new CHS field for the St. Paul Saints. And we're going to find out exactly what CHS is all about.
Adam Holden.
Adam Holden.
Senior Vice President,
again,
Human
Resources.
Right.
Let's do it right, because this is a big deal right here, sitting in front of this stadium. Let's get this right. How long has this been in the planning and in the works, and what finally made it come to fruition?
Yeah, sure. And first of all, thanks for having me on. And I did hear the intro before the commercial, and I would just say everything you said about HR is true. We actually do have secret books on everybody.
No, so. You do not. Stop it.
So, absolutely.
No, you do
yeah,
not.
They do.
Worse.
No, I bet money
no,
they do.
Are true.
You know they do. I'm sorry.
Not
you're
secret books. I mean, my dad works in human resources, and so I know that some of it is true, but some of it's not. Yeah. You guys are I'm just going to be on my best behavior. I don't want to say too much because you'll probably just write it down, and then the next thing you know, I'm getting called into my boss's office.
But to answer your question, yeah. we've been looking at this for a couple years. When you look at sort of the opportunity for us, we've been looking at how do we elevate our brand. You know, I like to describe CHS as the biggest and best company that very few people have ever heard of.
Agreed.
And we just looked at this as a great opportunity with what the Saints are doing to elevate our brand and do it in a way that is tied to a city that's really important to us. Really important to us.
Yeah. So we're talking to Adam Holden from CHS, the Senior Vice President, Human Resources. So when you chose St. Paul and you put the money into the St. Paul Saints' new stadium here, you talked about you're the biggest company, you're the 62nd biggest company in America.
That's right.
They talk about companies around Minneapolis, St. Paul being such a place where there are so many Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies. What is CHS?
So in a nutshell, CHS is the country's largest farmer-owned cooperative. We are a company that, in terms of industries, we're a global company that's into energy, into grains, and into foods. We're a company that's owned by about 600,000 farmers, both directly as well as indirectly through locally owned control cooperatives. And lastly, we're an 85-year-old company with its roots firmly entrenched in St. Paul.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It really is. And coming from southern Iowa, the way I did, and
South Dakota too, man. It's farmland.
The children of the corn, yeah. Children of the corn, right here, man. So I mean, we couldn't be any more qualified to sit right here with Adam. It's incredible. So now, who pulled the trigger on this? Was this one of your decisions to say, yeah, it's a go. Let's greenlight this and do it.
So this was a joint decision across the leadership for CHS. Really was an opportunity that that our marketing team brought to us. In terms of giving us the chance to elevate the brand and for us to be better known within the community that we've been a part of.
So, Adam Holden from CHS, what are you hoping that, you know, branding yourself here with the St. Paul Saints, are you hoping CHS becomes a regular known company around here, just like you'd say Pillsbury or Toro or some of the other local companies that we have here? Why, and if so, if that is the case, why is that important to you? Because you've had such success with nobody basically knowing, the massive public knowing who you are.
Yeah, the answer is yes. We're looking to get better known within the Twin Cities. As an organization, yes, we've been successful, but we're also an organization that just in the last 5 years, we've doubled in size. We're continuing to grow, and when you look at to the future, in order to grow in the way that we have, we need people. We need to be at the plate, as so to speak, in the Twin Cities area as we continue to grow to get the best people. What's interesting about CHS is when people come to interview there, it's hard to get them to come and interview because they've never heard of it. They get inside of the walls and they say, this place is too good to be true.
Yeah.
For us, we look at this as an opportunity to increase that brand so people are seeking us out even more, which will just add to our ability to grow.
So this has to be a gem then in your crown, because the people are definitely going to see you now.
Yeah.
No question about it. The big CHS field, the sign
is
huge.
It turned out great, this whole field. I mean, you look at how this is set up, everything has turned out just as as good as we had hoped for.
So what's your favorite part of inside the stadium? There's a berm, like Little League World Series. You see people in spring training as well sitting in the outfield. They have obviously everything possible local. Everything, whether it comes to beer, food, this and that, and obviously reflecting the community as well. So what is your favorite part as a person, and what is your company's favorite part about this new CHS field here?
So, of course, I'm biased. My favorite part is the mural that's out in center field that shows sort of the story of CHS and what we do. As well, one of the things that that I really like is behind home plate, we have a ball. I don't know if you guys got to see it, the sort of 5 foot around that's signed by all of our employees, right?
Wow.
We just thought it was a way from a sort of engagement standpoint to really get invested in what's happening in this field. So, of course, I'm biased. Those are my two favorite parts of what's in there.
Why not? Why not? And sell the company. And you know, we're all in this together. They're all on the baseball. It sells well in the right way. So it's a crowning achievement for your company. And this is going to be a lot of fun for a lot of years to
come.
That's right. Obviously, in the community, the very community that you people founded, actually. I mean, 85 years ago?
That's right.
You basically have been here this whole time, and it was time to improve the digs, and you people were behind it.
That's right.
100%. It's quite a place.
Well, we just see this as a great combination of what we want to do, and quite honestly, what the Saints want to do and what they mean to this community. And so we just thought, again, that this was a great combination of the two, perfect match in terms of the spirit of what we're both trying to do.
Some of our favorite things, we talk about ballpark food a lot because, I mean, look at us. We like to eat. We're big fans
of
eating.
I'm right there with you.
hopefully later on today, I'm trying my hardest to get the superstar Mike Morris here to eat the Grand Slam Burger, which is eight patties. And he'll probably do it in about a minute.
Yeah,
what are you most looking forward to eating, Adam?
It's gone.
Yeah, I would say
gone.
There's like a beer malt in there from Snuffy's.
Wow. Oh, Snuffy's. Oh, Snuffy's. Wow.
Yeah,
local?
No, the real deal.
Real deal.
I would say anything on the ice cream side is going to be okay with me. I'll have no issue with.
I got the same problem. I'm an ice cream
fanatic. But 8 pounds is, you said 8 pounds.
Eight patties. Yeah.
I took out a 5-pound hamburger at Joe Spencer's in 20 minutes. That thing was supposedly the beast.
So you're going to have no problem with this.
I'm going to eat that thing, and I'm going to go back and have the ice cream. So, Adam Holden, thank you so much for your time and this beautiful facility that you had so much to do with to make this happen. Fantastic place for the St. Paul Saints and people coming in right now. What do we have next, young man?
The mayor. The mayor's stopping by.
Hey now.
Mayor Chris Coleman.
Well, then, we're up and at it. I'll tell you what, we got the brass rolling through here. We'll continue to do that. Come on back. It's Radioactive Sports.
And we're going to transform this community. We're going to provide a great home for the Saints, for Hamline University, for all the tons of Legion Ball and Little League and all the games that are going to be played here, as well as concerts and other things.
Other things could be literally anything with Mike Vec. Might even have a few albums being set ablaze. Who knows? You just don't know. But
the mayor is shaking his head no. I don't think he wants any sort of craziness going on.
Yes, indeed. And introducing, of course, the good mayor of St. Paul, Chris Coleman. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. How are you?
You know what? Relatively well. I'm hungry. I would like to get inside your new ballpark.
I brought you
a bunch of chips. Well, what more did you ask
sit here
for?
Eat chips and interview
this is
why
this
not?
Is the problem.
The mayor.
When
this
I ask the
problem.
Mayor a question. You can have a chip.
All right.
No, but don't chew into the microphone.
It'd be rude.
It would just be loud.
I invented rude.
They're kettle chips. It would be really loud.
I'm going to have some.
It's good stuff.
You've got a lot going on in your town. The Minnesota Wild, pretty good little team. Now we have another brand new ballpark opening this very evening. CHS. This is quite an add-on to your.
Well, I was just thinking of what it would have been like if the Wild had advanced and we would have had a game tonight up at the XL and the opener of the Saints tonight at CHS Field. I mean, the town would have been just rocking. It would have been so much fun. But even without the Wild in the playoffs, this is just incredible. This ballpark is got to be the premier minor league ballpark in America right now. It's absolutely beautiful the way it fits in into the city, the fabric of the lower town area. It's going to help the Saints attract better talent for their ball club. And they're still going to be the fun team that they always were for all those years out at Midway. And it's pure baseball. It's pure fun for families.
So we're talking to Mayor Chris Coleman from St. Paul. What obviously the Saints are always have been from St. Paul, and they were at Midway, just a different part of the city. What does it mean for Lowertown and the rejuvenation, really, of this part of downtown that we see, obviously, in Minneapolis and with the new stadiums over there and what the XL Energy Center did for you guys on 7th Street and Kellogg and that area? What does it mean for this part of town to have CHS Field here?
Well, first of all, you know, we've already got, like, Lowertown is already named one of the hippest zip codes in America. You know, there's already so much going on. You got the Jazz Fest, which this year is the last weekend in June. You got Dr. John that's going to play a concert here at CHS Field. You've got the, you know, the train station came in. You've got all the new housing. You got the light rail line. So it's already, before you even got to the part of building the ballpark, you already had an incredible destination. And now you add this on top of it. It's just, it's icing on the cake.
It has to be. I mean, when did you have this put in front of your desk? I mean, when you saw this, did you think, are you kidding me? You're going to try to put that kind of stadium in?
Oh, no.
No.
So years ago, Mike Beck and I went down to Round Rock, Texas, and we went
down. Here's the story. I'm wanting this story.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
here we go.
No, but, you know, Mike came up, and look, in spite of the best efforts of an incredible city staff to try to keep Midway Stadium, you know, pieced together, it was a really difficult facility, and, you know, you just couldn't attract anybody to come and play, and it was like an average of 3 innings to go get a beer and go to the bathroom. It was a sad state of affairs. And so even when I was on the city council, I was, you know, way back when, and Mike said, hey, we need a new situation for the Saints. And so when I became mayor, I said, you know, he came to me and said, you know, are we going to get a new stadium? And I said, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where, but I promise you we'll get it done. And here we are a few years later and opening up one of the best ballparks in the country.
It's unbelievable. The materials, I was just going to say, I mean, the architecture and the design and the cedar, it's really a very unique park. It reminds me so much of some of the older stadiums I played in years ago.
The design team from Ryan, Julie Snow, the architect on the project. Whoa, it's a little windy.
Tornado.
I think the balls are going to be blowing out in right field. I think they're going to end up in the river.
Could very well. Yeah. This is you must be really proud of this.
Oh, it's awesome.
You and Mike, how far back do you and Mike Beck go?
Well, since the old, you know, I got to know Mike when I was first on the city council, and I got on that in 97. But, you know, from the time that the Saints were here, you know, when my daughter was born in 91, it was a great, you know, thing to do with a young kid. You could take them out. I don't know that we ever saw an inning of baseball because we were always, you know, you'd go out, you know, take the kid out to the play area. But the beauty of the way the stadium is set up right now is you can have your kid at the play area and you're out right out in center field. You got the beautiful view of downtown St. Paul, and you can watch the ball field and get a microbrew all while your kids are playing. So it's like responsible parenting. You can watch baseball, get a beer, and your kids are having fun. You know, it's a trifecta.
How do you beat that?
You can't beat it, and you can't beat St. Paul either, my favorite of the two cities. I'm in St. Paul where I'm comfortable saying that.
I'm a regionalist. No, I love the fact. Look,
I've got 4 kids. Why did I have my kids up and through high school when this could have been here for me to drink beer, let them play, and have the dog out?
Grandkids. You're going to be a nice grandfather.
I've got one. I'll bring her out.
Yeah, she'd love it here. We're talking to Mayor Coleman down here in St. Paul at CHS Field. Now, obviously, there's a lot of backlash with the soccer stadium going up, maybe in Minneapolis. The area, sick of stadiums, sick of paying public money for stadiums. Was it tough to get this thing done here in St. Paul?
You know, there were a lot of moving parts to it, but at the end of the day, people, you know, people have embraced the Saints. They kind of get what it is. The price tag on the stadium was not $1 billion. It was $65 million, you know, which is not, I don't mean to dismiss $65 million, but, you know, for the investment that we have for this, for what it's going to do for the region, for, you know, just keeping the Saints. And the thing is, this is truly, you know, accessible entertainment. If you get a ticket on the berm, bring a blanket, you know, $5 a ticket. You can watch, you know, just have a wonderful time, watch a fireworks show on the weekends. I mean, it's just, you know, all of these pieces of it. And that's what makes cities great. You know, the name of the game in cities right now across the country how do you attract millennials? How do you attract kids coming out of college that can go to work anywhere in the world?
Right.
I mean, they literally can go anywhere in the world to work.
Point.
And how do you say to somebody coming out of, you know, the University of Minnesota or MIT or Stanford, how do you say, come and work in downtown St. Paul, come and work in downtown Minneapolis? If you're not doing these types of things, if you're not building great transportation systems, if you're not building a great park system, bikeable streets, all of those things, you're going to lose that battle.
Good point. Very good point. And obviously one that you addressed and made good on. This is rejuvenating, of course, this part of town, and Lower Town is hip already. But man, with this place up, this just became hipster.
It's real deal. It's pretty darn nice.
You have to be proud of it. And
I have no idea why this guy is walking down the street with a big vase.
it's like a miniature Stanley Cup.
Hey, you have my Super Bowl ring on. Oh, wait. I forgot.
Did you pawn that?